Hello, and a warm welcome to my 200th half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and I've been quite passionate about theatre pipe organs since the late 1960s, when I first discovered the sound on a date in a local cinema, the Granada Sutton. So today I'm taking a nostalgic look back over some 50 years, first in the UK and then across to the USA. One of the artists I especially enjoyed in concert back in the 1970s was George Blackmore. His robust style really appealed to me. Latin Lady, George Blackmore and the Wurlitzer in the Goman State Theatre, Kilburn, a track from an EMI LP released in 1968. I remember several trips in the 1970s to the State Cinema Grays in Essex, with its relatively simple yet very effective Art Deco interior and the quite awesome illuminated glass surround on the Compton console, which constantly changed colour. The late David Hamilton recorded an LP, Screen Spectacular, there in 1972, on the now long-defunct Joy label. This is his arrangement of the Ascot Gavotte from Lerner & Lowe's My Fair Lady. Thank you. The State Cinema Greys has recently been purchased by the Wetherspoon pub chain. The Compton Pipework was vandalised some years back, and there has been talk of replacing it with other components of a similar vintage. One artist's impression of the Wetherspoon conversion even shows the console in place in the orchestra pit. Interesting, although I would doubt that there are funds for such a rebuilding project. One of the first albums that I purchased by mail from Concert Recordings in California featured Robinson Cleaver playing the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, from which I've chosen Fats Waller's Alligator Crawl. Alligator Crawl, Robinson Cleaver, and the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, now sadly unplayable again after yet another flood in the understage organ chambers. In 1977, I pitched an idea to record an LP with Tony Moss, co-founder of the Cinema Organ Society. The upshot was a trip to the town hall at Burton-on-Trent to record the other co-founder, Hubert Selby, before he permanently returned to Australia. The town hall still houses the Wurlitzer from the Forum, later ABC Withenshaw, Manchester, and is still used for concerts, dances, and other public functions. Under the Linden Tree, Hubert Selby in melodic mood on the Burton Town Hall Wurlitzer in 1977. The following year, I attended my first American Theatre Organ Society convention in Atlanta, Georgia. The opening concert was in the 4,600-seat Fox Theatre, the memory of which still brings chills to my spine. The Mighty Mo, or Moller, is a huge one-of-a-kind sound, for which recordings barely do justice. But this track of Simon Gledhill and the March Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, composed in 1923 by John Philip Sousa for the Shriners, who commissioned the theatre construction, gives some idea of the acoustic. Simon Gledhill recorded at a weekend of Fox concerts in 2004 and subsequently issued on a 2-CD set. I've heard that the 2020 ATOS convention will be again in Atlanta, and I shall be there. One of the other organs heard on that 1978 convention was the Wurlitzer in the 2,500-seat Alabama Theatre, Birmingham. At the time, the auditorium was badly in need of restoration, but the sound of the organ was awesome. The theatre underwent a complete renewal in 1998 and the organ has been considerably expanded in size in recent years. Then in 2009, the American Theatre Organ Society held a regional convention in Alabama and released this track of What a Perfect Combination, played by Jim Ricks in concert on Big Bertha, as it's affectionately known. Thank you. In September of 1978, I emigrated to Los Angeles, and because of other interests and commitments, lost touch with the theatre organ world until 1987, when the ATOS convention came to downtown. Lou Williams played one of the standout concerts on the ex-Reginald Fort Muller in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, and after hearing a recording of the concert by the late Harry Heth, who later became ATOS president, I obtained the various permissions to issue a CD of the event. Lou's special forte is big band music, and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo shows off the outstanding sound of the Muller. I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, a track from Lou Williams live at the Pasadena Civic CD. One of the finest venues in the USA is the Paramount Oakland, an Art Deco palace that is almost indescribable. The original Wurlitzer was removed in the 1960s and ended up in the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis via Ken's Melody Inn in Los Altos, California. The replacement Wurlitzer sound is fabulous, as you'll hear on this in-concert recording that I made of Puccini's Nessun Dorma during Walt Stoney's 2003 concert in the Oakland Paramount. Nessun-Dorma from Puccini's opera Turandot. Condensing over 50 years of experiences in the world of theatre pipes isn't easy, and I've obviously only scratched the surface. I guess I'll have some more for my 300th show, if I should be so fortunate to continue with this station. My half-hour programmes, along with my one-hour podcasts, are archived for your on-demand listening pleasure on my website hotpipes.eu, so do please drop by any time. Until next week, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and the 200th half-hour edition of Hot Pipes.